Ever notice that purple shop button at checkout? The one that makes buying online effortless? That's Shopify. And it doesn't just make shopping easy. It makes starting a business easy too. Shopify is proud to power many sources of UK e-commerce, from brands like Mattel and Gymshark to new entrepreneurs. No coding? No problem. Shopify's ready-to-use templates help you create a stunning online store instantly. Manage everything in one place, from inventory and payments to analytics and marketing. Get the word out fast with built-in email and social tools to attract and retain customers. And that purple shop button, it's why Shopify has the highest converting checkout on the planet. Your customers already love it. If you want to see less carts being abandoned, it's time for you to head over to Shopify for your £1 per month trial and start selling today at shopify.co.uk/try. Go to shopify.co.uk/try. shopify.co.uk/try.
Jerry, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
Well, might as well start some things out with Jer on sports. Colorado Rockies had their worst season ever, finishing with a franchise record of 43-119. Historically bad season. There's Jer on sports.
Still not the worst in baseball, though. Let's look on the bright side. Not the worst, though. Really close.
Oh, what else is going on? Any celebrity crap? I do. I don't know. Who cares about this? Selena Gomez and Benny Blanco got married on Saturday.
What do you mean, who cares about that? That's the best news of the weekend.
Oh, that's... Sorry. Only mouth breathers. Oh. Let me rewrite the first line. Mouth breathers, get ready for some exciting celebrity news.
This is exciting because Benny Blanco and Selena Gomez are two amazing humans who do so many good things and
like
are very talented.
What are the good things they do?
They're great people.
Like, what are the good things they do?
I'm sure they do great things.
Okay, see, now you're just spouting.
I know that Selena Gomez does a lot of good things for a lupus foundation because she found out that she has lupus early on in life, so she's constantly giving back to the Lupus Foundation. And Benny Blanco makes her feel comfortable in her skin after all the stuff she went through with Justin Bieber. So that's what Benny Blanco does.
He makes you feel good.
He's a pep talker. Selena Gomez whole again.
Okay.
And I love Justin Bieber, but we all know what love can do to you. And it put her through the ringer. So she bounced back. I'm still recovering from it, honestly.
Took
an L, but I'm about to bounce back. And she did with Benny Blanco.
I tell you what, I can't stop thinking about it.
I love them.
I was on X all weekend talking about it.
Whoa.
They got married at Seacrest Nursery in Santa Barbara. They posted a buttload of pictures. Benny said that he married a real-life Disney princess. There he is with his pep talking again.
He's so sweet to her.
Ton of people were there. Taylor Swift was there? What? Martin Short, Steve Martin, Paul Rudd.
Yeah, everybody was there.
Ed Sheeran, SZA, Camila Cabello, Paris Hilton.
Some people gave speeches.
Martin Short, Steve Martin gave theirs together at the rehearsal dinner. I still got to get back into that show that they're all on.
I watched the first two episodes
and I liked it.
Yeah, it was fine. A great show.
I got to get back into it.
Yeah.
A lot of people are saying it was heartwarming.
Absolutely. Do you know what else he did for her?
Tell me right now.
He filled a bathtub full of cheese for her birthday.
I do remember that story.
Okay, that would stick with you.
That does stick with me. That's one of my dreams.
That's disgusting.
If I were to have a bathtub filled with something, what would it be?
Not cheese.
Gravy.
Gravy's pretty solid.
And then I'd have bread all around me that I could just dip into the tub and eat it.
I'd do like marinara sauce and have garlic bread. There you go.
Garlic bread and marinara sauce?
I think I'd have mine filled with OnlyFans models.
Oh, I thought we were just doing food. No, I want that one.
Dip bread in there too?
I want to change my answer.
Nope, sorry, it's already taken.
No, I get marinara sauce.
I know, Josh.
Sorry, you get marinara, I'll get the OnlyFans models. You gotta think outside the box, Josh.
I still want gravy. So there's that.
What else is going on? Zach Bryan put himself in the record books, if you're a country fan. He headlined the first ever concert at Michigan Stadium in Ann Arbor. 112,000 fans in attendance. Set the record for the largest ticketed concert in U.S. history. People seem to like his music.
Yeah.
I like him.
Oh, he puts out
He's
some
got
great
good music.
Hits.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean... He makes me feel good in my skin.
Interesting character, but...
Yeah. Does he?
Yeah, he
does
really does.
Does he make you feel whole?
He really does sometimes. Yeah. Good. Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Have you heard Revival by him? I think you'd like that
song.
Oh,
I'd love that. It's
okay,
one of my favorites.
Say, I think you'd like it.
I was on X all weekend talking about
Were
it.
Were you?
So there's a story out this morning talking about how younger adults are way more likely than older adults to turn on subtitles when watching TV or movies. Isn't it crazy?
Yeah.
Older adults usually because, you know, hearing issues and whatnot. The younger kids are doing it just strictly for convenience. Like, they're maybe watching it in noisy places. They're trying to multitask, dealing with bad sound quality, maybe off a phone or something if you can't hear. Anyway, subtitles are popping right now amongst the younger crowd. I know if I post videos and stuff on our socials, I'm making sure that the subtitles are on them now.
My buddy, every time we watch something together, he's like, I will not watch the movie along unless there are subtitles. Yeah. Like, he makes the joke. He's like, I don't even know what we're watching right now if there's no subtitles.
Well, it's funny. Once you start doing it, because I have the subtitles on at my house, and whenever I turn them off, it's almost like I can't even compute what they're saying.
That's crazy.
Like, it almost is you get so used to it when you don't have it. It's a hurdle.
I've never done
to
it.
Get over it.
Never have. I guess I better not start.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Give me a
that.
Complex.
Yeah. All right. There's that. You're up to date on that. Okay. Here's the final thing I want to give you because I don't know how effective this is going to be, but please stop believing everything on social media. Like, there's numerous articles. There's numerous studies. Y'all have to stop believing everything on Facebook.
You do.
And Instagram and X because it's all fake. Big story out this morning talking about the backlash over Cracker Barrel's new logo and them remodeling the restaurants. Everyone flipped out. They had to backpedal on all of this. Get this. Most likely amplified by bots. It was not organic outrage.
Oh.
Bots and animated accounts played a major role in pushing the narrative that Cracker Barrel was doing the wrong thing. They analyzed all these different posts within like 24 hours after they announced the logo redesign. Something like 50% of the posts were done by bots and fake accounts calling for boycotts, calling for changing the logo. They were all flagged, I guess, on X.
That's wild,
isn't that? So it's like what they're doing is they're taking like one or two, well, I mean, let's just say there was one or 200 people that didn't like it, and then they just get on the algorithm and blow it up.
Well, you said 50%, so there's still 50% of people that were pissed off about it.
That's all they're finding as of right now, and that's just one. That's just on X. And you can imagine what it's going to be on Facebook.
Yeah, and there's so much bad info about everything out there. Like, I know we're going to get to the Super Bowl halftime performer in a second, so I won't tell you about that.
Right.
But I saw so many stories about who they said it was going to be. Like, I saw a legit story on social media that said, Adele's your next Super Bowl halftime performer. And I was like, is she? And I looked.
No.
And but it looks official. There is no accountability on the internet. And until there is, you cannot believe what you have to fact check before you say
you
something.
You do. Or just get off social and just have your own opinion to yourself.
Yeah.
And don't blurt it because then these bots catch on.
I almost posted it in our stories. I was like, oh, we know the half. But then I looked at it. I was like wait
whoa,
a second.
Whoa, whoa.
I fact checked it.
Now,
and I was like, oh, gosh.
With the AI, you can get fake video when it comes to this.
The deepfakes
fake images,
are crazy.
Fake anything now. This story goes on to talk about how corporations need to get better at distinguishing genuine responses from the digitally manufactured ones, you know, and not like react to public pressure right away. And I guess news organizations need to be careful of this too, because if they see all this on social and then they start doing news stories about it, they're not real. So anyway, just get off social, just period.
Go touch a
get
tree.
Get off of it.
Yeah.
Go touch
a tree.
Do it.
Go build a treehouse.
Go look at a live stream that a river has for you, right?
Oh,
like, that's
God.
The live stream you want to check out.
That's a real live stream.
So, there you go.
Do you have any sports stuff?
We do. Yeah, we got the biggest news last night during the Green Bay Packers versus the Dallas Cowboys game. At halftime, they announced who is going to be playing at the Super Bowl halftime
Please
show.
Tell me. I haven't seen this anywhere.
Oh.
It is not who everybody thought it was going to be. It's not Taylor Swift.
Not
Taylor. Swift said that. It is said. I don't think Taylor Swift said this yet, but it is said that she has declined the opportunity. So who did they get? They got Bad Bunny.
Ooh, I heard it's going to be good,
though. Do you like Bad Bunny?
I like Bad Bunny.
I don't know anything about Mr. Bunny.
I became a bigger fan of him after Happy Gilmore 2 because he is one of my favorite characters in that movie. His happy place with Travis Kelce
that was pretty funny.
Makes me laugh. still.
That was pretty
gets
good. But again, that's
stitches.
Not for his music, Katie.
No, but he's really funny and he has some good hits. I think he's going to be another one like The Weeknd where he's going to take the stage, he's going to start performing, and
I'm
you're
underwhelmed.
Gonna know,
what's his biggest hit?
I'm underwhelmed.
Know a lot more music. That's what I'm saying. I don't know.
Titi
I'm not,
me pregunto.
That's
come
what I'm
on.
Saying,
Titi me
like,
pregunto.
I don't
see if
know
we have any
his
in the
music.
System.
I don't know his music like, you know, the back of my hand, but
I got nothing in the
when
system.
He plays it, you will probably notice some of his music.
Well,
that's what I'm saying.
The
it'll 31 be recognizable.
Is that what you want? Like, oh, I may have heard that one
but
somewhere.
For the
do
younger
you want like
crowd,
a star?
He's huge
he's
with the
huge.
Younger crowd. He
and
is
the
huge.
Puerto
You're
Rican
right.
crowd, he's like one of their favorite artists ever.
I had no
so
idea.
He's massive.
Like, that's
why
good
is
for
he
the
a bunny?
Bowl. A lot
Does
of Puerto Ricans that watch the Super Bowl.
A lot of Puerto Ricans.
Does he wear like a bunny outfit or what?
No, so his name is Benito, and so people his nickname was Bunny apparently
okay,
back
like
in the day,
that.
And now
like
he's Bad
better.
Bunny. No, but the
no,
artist
I
known
still
for
like
the hits.
To see him in a bunny suit.
Titi
no.
Me Pregunto, Da Kitty, and I Like It with Cardi B and J Balvin.
Yes.
Those are good ones.
I Like It is another one.
He is, maybe. I guess, huge with the younger crowd, and
right.
that's going to be, I don't know. That's the type of thing, like when you think of those types of artists, like Latino, Latina artists, things like that, where you have... They're just known for, like, parties. They're so good at getting the crowd roused and playing that type
up.
Of music. That's the music you want. Like, when you said Adele, imagine sitting down at a Super Bowl and listening to Adele.
Oh, no.
Like, that's horrendous.
I tried to drown myself in that nacho cheese that you want, Katie.
Exactly.
Seriously. So he plays that type of upbeat, crazy, fun, exciting music, and so I guess I can get behind that.
He does. Right. And he is sexy.
Okay.
My gosh,
God.
He's sexy.
That's a sexy bunny,
Ooh.
Huh? I'll have to look him up.
He's
I'm not
a
familiar.
Sexy bunny. Ugh.
Here I am listening to Stone Temple Pilots still. So.
You should switch.
Oh,
you should switch.
I'll look
okay.
him up right now, Katie.
There you go. Go ahead.
Mr. Bad Bunny. Okay,
that.
There he is.
Yeah.
You like him with the shaved head or the...
either one.
The curls.
Yeah. I'm not
Did
really
you watch
at
the second?
Hair.
You didn't watch the full second Happy Gilmore, did you? Did you watch it long
I
enough to
it
see
off
his part?
He was so
I
funny.
Wouldn't have recognized him. I don't know who he is.
He's the caddy.
The caddy no, well, and the caterer. He was the caterer
the
guy.
Oh,
into the
I saw him.
Yeah.
That's right around I shut it off.
Oh, he's pretty funny. It gets better. You got to go through the rest of it.
Yeah. It's a funny movie.
All right.
You got to do it.
What's going on locally?
All right. Well, Honey Boo Boo got a boo boo. That's the big story coming out of Denver because it happened right here in the Mile High City. She was T-boned by a car while she was pulling out of the driveway
T-bone.
To get her hair done. Jer, the guy who allegedly ran into her, admitted he was speeding. It was all his fault, but he T-boned her again, and then it's her
T-bone.
Mom. Her mom is who actually told everybody that it happened and said,
"What is she doing in Colorado?
She
lives
here.
She goes to college here.
Yeah.
She goes to college in Colorado. Her mom doesn't live here though, and she made a big deal about how she's coming to help her baby boo boo and get her a rental car. So that's the big story coming out. About
why do I think?
Oh my gosh,
girlfriend.
Well,
I miss little Honey Boo Boo.
Hopefully, her boo boo gets better.
Dollar makes me hot.
So her mom's got to come to town to get her a rental car,
I guess, and she lives like far away.
She's in college.
Yeah.
This sounds very similar to
She's
somebody
like
I know.
23.
That's what I was.
This is sounding very similar
it's
to.
It's you, Zoe Nana.
Should we change your name to Baby Nana Boo Boo?
No. So you mean every parent out there who would help their child in
get
the
a rental car?
Yes.
Well, you have to be 25 to get him. She's not 25.
Exactly.
Get
That's
an Uber
why.
Then.
No, you to get an Uber every day to school and work. And
is
to
that
get
legal
your hair
then
done?
To go rent a car as an adult and give it to a minor?
Yeah. I think
well,
you
she's
can.
Not a minor. Yeah, you just can't rent it.
You just can't rent it, but you can put somebody on it to rent it.
Which is the dumbest law in the entire world.
But still,
but
you can do it. And so, and again, do you know how many people I come across who tell me they do the same thing with their little baby
How
Nana?
Many people?
Lots.
No.
Lots.
Zero.
Every woman who I come up to who says, you do such a good job with baby Nana. I do the same thing with mine. I just want to let you know.
They wipe their daughter's butts too?
Oh, my gosh, Jeremy.
Mama, come wipe my butt.
No,
mama.
That's
mama,
not
I
it.
Went poo-poo. Mama.
She wipes her own butt, okay?
Wipe my butt. Give me a rental car, mama.
She wipes her own butt.
Okay. Poo-poo, mama.
Let's talk about Country Jam.
Please, let's do it.
They are taking a break and no word why. They just said they're going to reassess things over there in Mac, over on the western slope of Colorado where Country Jam takes place, and it has for the last 30-some years. Here's the thing. My old station over there, shout out to 92.3 The Moose, they do Country Jam every year. And so I tried to reach out to my friends and be like, what's happening? What's going on with Country Jam? Crickets. There you go.
Did you guys have a big
second
moose
time
mascot?
We did. Yeah, I was the moose
you
mascot.
Were a moose? You were
I
the
have
moose?
Pictures of me. And then baby Nana was the moose. Once I graduated, I made her get in that moose.
Look at that.
And she came up to moose days.
Does that have a big rack on it?
Yeah.
Nice.
And overalls, jeans, a nice red flannel. Yeah, that
I like that look.
Popping.
It's a good moose.
Yeah, so anyway, but yeah, the Country Jam festivities not happening next year, and that's kind of crazy to everybody.
I've been several times, yeah.
And no word again. Like, we're not understanding why they did it. It doesn't seem like ticket sales could be a bad thing because
the moose declined any comments?
The moose did not. The moose ain't talking. Huh. Moose ain't talking, but the people over there are really upset because it is something that everyone, I mean, we have Country Jam babies. 9 months after Country Jam, there's a huge influx of kids at the hospital because people
alcohol.
Have that much
I know
fun
a neon
at Country
moon
Jam.
Comes on and gets
I
my motor
know,
running. Come here, girl.
Exactly.
What do you say? You and I run off into the barn.
People are upset.
Make use of that tractor seat.
There won't be any Country Jam babies in 2027.
I like it when the goats watch.
That's so.
You ever rode bareback, baby?
Bah.
Ooh.
I imagine we'll find out more.
Hay, honey.
I imagine we'll find out more about why Country Jam isn't going to be a thing. Honestly, I did hear a rumor. Do you want to hear about the rumors?
Please tell me. I'm dying.
I heard that it's the artists. They're having a harder time getting artists to come over here during that time of year because everybody, especially on the country music side of things, they're doing the country fairs. They're doing all the state
fair
things.
It's tough to get to Grand Junction,
tough
too.
Tough to get to Grand Junction and Mac and, you know.
We had an artist
isn't there
that we
an
were
airport
talking
down
to.
There?
What? Yeah, there's an airport
down
there.
Yeah, but like no, but these artists take buses.
They do.
And these artists, we were talking to an artist that was saying that he was going through the mountains, and he was like, it was horrible.
Yeah.
It was terrible. You try to sleep, you can't do it because they're rocking back and forth and the swerving.
It's hard to be a rock star.
But that's a reason they don't want to go over there.
Because they get seasick?
I was telling them it's hard to get artists to come over here on a weekend. It's always a Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday show, and we have to get up the next day. And so, yeah, it's just getting harder and harder to get artists to think it's worth it to come all the way out to the western slope. So that's just a rumor I heard, but that may be why Country Jam
take some Dramamine and hit the road.
Calling it quits for a
all
year.
These country people talking about how tough they are on the dirt roads, driving their Chevy with a guitar,
exactly.
Drinking whiskey. And they're like, I can't go on a country road. I might get sick in my bus.
I know. No, but the mountains. Doesn't that thing got a Hemi?
Right.
Right.
I might get altitude sickness. I'll take me back to that dirt road drinking whiskey out by the bonfire.
Yeah. What happened to that dirt road anthem?
Yeah.
It used to be a thing.
I'm all out of Dramamine. I can't go into the mountains.
Those were straight dirt roads. They were straight ones.
Oh, I might get sick.
Kirby.
With their boots and their tight pants and big old hat.
Yeah.
Being all tough.
I also can't make fun of it, Katie, because I get car sick on the swerving.
I can see that. You're kind of a candy.
It would happen one time.
You're
one
kind
time.
Of a wuss. I could see
and
that.
And I ate a whole box of Shark Bites, so it might have been that. I had some gummies as a child.
I might throw up on my Lululemon t-shirt.
I was like six, bro. It just stuck with me.
Pull up your bootstraps.
Yeah, suck it up there, Lululemon.
Ever notice that purple shop button at checkout? The one that makes buying online effortless. That's Shopify. And it doesn't just make shopping easy. It makes starting a business easy too. Shopify is proud to power many sources of UK e-commerce. From brands like Mattel and Gymshark to new entrepreneurs. No coding? No problem. Shopify's ready-to-use templates help you create a stunning online store instantly. Manage everything in one place. From inventory and payments to analytics and marketing. Get the word out fast with built-in email and social tools to attract and retain customers. And that purple shop button, it's why Shopify has the highest converting checkout on the planet. Your customers already love it. If you want to see less carts being abandoned, it's time for you to head over to Shopify for your £1 per month trial and start selling today at shopify.co.uk/try. Go to shopify.co.uk/try. shopify.co.uk/try.